Hey there, Jonathan Doyle with you for the weekly podcast. Welcome back. It's winter here now. You may be anywhere in the world, but it is getting very brisk here. But has that stopped me going out at 5:30 a.m. every day on the bike? Absolutely not. So if you haven't heard this lecture before, make sure that intense exercise is forming a part of every single day. It has made the biggest impact in my life. I've always done a lot of exercise, but I'd have to say in the last 18 months, sort of 2 years, the real commitment to getting to peak fitness has had so many flow-on benefits in life. So if you're sitting there and you don't have an exercise program, no excuses. This is central. It's not just about you. It's about how you being in a peak state is going to reach and affect so many other people. So there's something I want you to think about. No excuses. Rain, hail, or shine, I'm out there every day. Young family, often I hear there's all those sorts of reasons why people can't do something. But you know, when something becomes important enough, you will find the way to do it. You've got to remember that you know, when your shoulds become a must, you know, it's a great saying from Tony Robbins, when the things you should do become the things you must do, you will find the time. Now, I want to give you a really simple, useful thing this week. This one's powerful, and if you just listen to this a few times, maybe take a couple of notes. I'll put some notes underneath the podcast here. If you're on iTunes, just come back across to jonathandoyle.co.co, and the notes will be here in the podcast section, because this one's really powerful. This sort of idea I want to share with you today sort of covers off on everything. If you can put this idea into practice, your life will have a really profound change. But it's not easy to do. And most people won't actually do this. And basically, all right, let's get straight to it. What am I talking about? It's the ability to change your mental state when your mental state is not serving you. So think of the times you're in a bad mood, or something hasn't gone your way, or the day starts off terribly. How many times in your life have you found instantly that you slip into a process of justifying why it's all someone else's fault, or why you feel angry? And if you're anything like I've been over the years, you get a snowball effect. Your brain will start serving up all these reasons why life's terrible and you're right and the other people are wrong and it's the end of the world and things are terrible. And it just sort of snowballs. It's like a snowball rolling down a cliff. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Before you know it, your day is pretty much ruined. And in many ways, you know, the basis of depression, if we rule out sort of biochemical issues, a lot of depression is this kind of snowball thinking. We become embedded in a way of thinking and seeing the world, and it can become very hard to shift out of. Now, what I want to share with you today is how you actually do this. So this is going to be very practical. Firstly, we've got to take you there, right? I want you to think about a time in your life when you've been stressed, or you've woken up on the wrong side of bed, or something's gone wrong, your boss has been terrible, something's happened in your work, your school, wherever. You know those times, right? When you just had enough, you're frustrated, you're angry, and it's really starting to snowball. And I want to share with you that this literally happened to me very recently, and it's very embarrassing, but I am going to share it with you. And it's simply that I'm a creature, as you can probably tell if you're a regular listener, of enormous habit. And if you know, my habits are really, really crucial. And it's part of how I try and live an effective life, an efficient life. So things for me pretty much work the same way every day. I need a lot of order around me, a lot of predictability. And, you know, with the exercise, I tend to train very hard. I come home, I've got limited time. I sort of ride the kids down to school, do all this stuff. So this morning, I get back and I discover, shock horror, I mean, this is a globally significant event, right? We're out of milk. That's right, folks. We are out of milk. Can you believe that? I mean, half the world doesn't have running water, and I'm just going crazy because I don't have milk. Now, one of the reasons milk's important, at least in my day, may not be in yours, is that one of the things successful people do, and there was a great article on this in Harvard Business Review a long time ago, is that they tend to, strangely enough, eat the same thing for breakfast every day. You know, they tend to sort of have a routine that flows every day, and I've done podcasts before on the power of routine. So I tend to eat exactly the same stuff every day. I get raw oats, I just have porridge and a few other things thrown in every day, exactly the same, throw a bunch of milk in it, love it, right? And you're going, great, this is really good. Jonathan's sharing his dietary tips with us. But no milk this morning. And I'm going, I can't eat porridge without milk. Who could do that? No one in the world could do that. And you know, the world comes to an end, and outside this morning, it is literally below zero. So it's about minus one. And it's the first real cold snap of the year, and I look outside, and one of my cars is there, and literally the whole windscreen is frozen solid. And I'm just, instantly, my brain comes to the party in a really ineffective way. So you can relate to this, I'm sure. My brain starts blaming everybody. I'm blaming Karen. I'm blaming this. I'm blaming that. I'm like, how could anybody not have milk when I and the kids don't have milk for their cereal? And this is, and you can see my brain is just all of a sudden serving up all these reasons about why this is terrible. And I don't know, does your brain do this too? Like, you start to extrapolate, it gets bigger. It's not just about milk anymore. It's about respect. It's about the orderly running of the home. It's about how things should be. And a great thing, you know, that I should talk about is shoulds. Just remember that your shoulds are pretty much nobody else's shoulds. I mean, some of them will share, like, you know, we should be kind to strangers, we should be polite in public. You know, we do share some shoulds, but when I have a should that there should be milk in my house for the orderly running of the universe, and someone else doesn't have it because, you know, they're busy and living a life and things get missed sometimes, they don't have that same should. So my brain now is going nuts. It's going, well, this, they didn't do this, and you extrapolate out and you add stuff, right? You add stuff straight away. So think about your situation. Maybe your boss said something, and all of a sudden, it's not rationally about what your boss said or whether it's true or what you could learn from it. It's about your boss hates you and you're going to get unemployed and then you're going to have no money and then you're going to lose your house and you're going to live on the street and you're going to lose your family and then you're going to die. And all of a sudden, your brain adds these things to it. So there I am this morning and I've got no milk. And I just thought, oh, you know, Karen's running around trying to get the kids ready. We've got very young kids still. And I'm like, right, well, I guess I'll have to go and get milk, won't I? You know, this big martyr complex. And I get in the car and it's freezing and I drive down. I'm muttering how inconvenient this is. And why should I have to? And I get down there, I get the milk, and I'm literally driving back. And I had this moment and it was really profound. Now, I've been on a very long journey in life and I've come through a lot of challenges and I may, you know, hopefully share those more and more in the time ahead. But I've had a lot of great help from great counselors and I've worked with some very good psychologists and I've learned a lot of insights. And I'm suddenly in the car and I'm sitting there and I just went, you know, I'm in control here. And that is a profound thing. I suddenly realized, I'm in control here. I'm not a victim. I don't have to feel this way. I don't have to think this way. I don't have to allow this to condition and affect me. And there's this profound sense that suddenly you're in control. And I wish I could blow a trumpet now to just get you into this first point, because this first point is crucial. In the midst of unproductive mental states, and let's use that term, unproductive mental states, whatever that is, you know, depression or anger or, you know, you're feeling whatever you're feeling, if it's not serving you and helping you live a more joyful, you know, loving life where you're alive and reaching out to other people, then it's an unproductive mental state. Suddenly to realize, whatever your state has been, and mind, that you are in control and you don't actually have to feel this way. And it's like, oh, so you're just saying we can just change our mind? I'm going, well, yes. Yes, you actually can. So I'm driving along and I just went, you know what? This is milk we're talking about here. I don't have to give milk this kind of power over my life. And why would I treat myself this way? Why would I allow my unproductive mental state to beat me up for the rest of the day? And it's going to affect Karen, it'll affect the kids, it'll affect people I meet. I suddenly realized that I didn't have to allow this to happen. So step one in being practical here is, next time you find yourself in an unproductive state, just say to yourself, I don't have to feel this. I don't actually have to think this or believe this. I am in control. And it's an amazing moment when you realize that you can actually choose other thoughts and choose. And I had read this stuff for years and I'd heard it on podcasts and I had to suffer enough until I began to realize how powerful our brain is. Your brain can choose different thoughts. You can tell it to think different things. You can tell it to explain the world differently. And if you believe it and do it passionately and powerfully enough, it will serve you. So there I am. And the next thing I want to do is, just in the midst of that concept, is to say another thing to you. And I want you to write this down. Stop externalizing your problems or surrendering your power. Stop externalizing your problems or surrendering your power, which means, you know, the minute sort of the milk thing hasn't happened, I'm blaming Karen. I'm externalizing my mental state. So I'm unhappy, I'm frustrated, I'm inconvenienced. But whose fault is it? Oh, it's Karen's fault. You know, it's not my fault that I'm choosing this. It's not my fault that I've chosen to think or feel this way. It's somebody else's fault. Much more convenient in life. We are the most, you know, we love to blame. Because once we blame, we can externalize our problem. But you're like, well, what about those times in life when, you know, people really do terrible things to you? Well, the fact is you don't have to surrender your power to that person or that circumstance. Now, the ultimate example of this I mentioned before, of course, is Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. If you haven't read it, quick synopsis. Viktor Frankl is captured by the Nazis. He survives 4 years in Auschwitz and talks about these kind of mental processes, about not surrendering to the barbarism, not surrendering to the power of your captors, and choosing, you know, being able to choose mental states and belief systems. So, you know, I can point to him and say there's somebody who's lived at the extreme of suffering and realized that you mustn't externalize your problem to another person and you mustn't surrender your power to make you feel terrible. So remember, in the midst of an unproductive mental state, as hard as it is, you're in fact in control. You do have the power. You can actually choose differently. It's an incredible human capacity. And I think probably we're overlooking it most of the time. So the last thing I want to give you here that I just found was really helpful in the middle of my milk crisis, in the middle of this globally significant event of no milk in my house, was, you know, I was angry. I was blaming Karen. I was like, you know, if she only knew how busy I was and I've got to do this and what about recording a podcast and all these people and I'm going to do all this stuff and there's no milk. And I'm blaming her. As rational as that was, that she is the cause of my suffering. But what I did is I got home that day. I went inside and I knew this before going in the house, is I went and gave Karen a huge hug. I went and gave her a big hug and I put the milk down and I just hugged her for a long time and reconnected with her. Why? Because I chose a concrete action that moved in the exact opposite direction of how I was thinking and feeling. Right? So let's put this together. Step one, you got an unproductive mental state. You might have one right now. You might hate your job. You might blah, blah, blah. Firstly, realize you're in control. Okay, you are not a passive, you know, person that just has to accept everything. You are in control of how you think and feel, and you can change it. Number two is don't surrender your power to external sources. Realize that. Stop blaming the other things outside you for how you're feeling internally, because you can change them. And the next thing is to choose a concrete action that's the opposite of what you're actually feeling. Now, this could be somebody's rude to you. You choose an opposite action. You choose to, you know, I'm not talking about being a doormat, but if somebody, you know, if somebody's really rude to you, well, that's them. That's what's going on in their life. They're obviously, you know, the mama didn't raise them right, or there's something going on and they're unhappy and miserable and they're, you know, they're blaming and horrible to people and they're in pain. You know, we were at a dinner the other night for an anniversary and we had a waiter who was terrible. It's our favorite restaurant, very expensive, fantastic restaurant, and always got great wait staff. This guy was terrible. And Karen was upset, and she was like, is this ruining our night, and why is he like this? And I said, darling, poor guy. Like, seriously, like, how terrible for him that he's got to be here doing something he obviously hates doing, and he's miserable. And I just thought, I'm not going to give this guy the power to make my night lousy. Like, I don't care. The food's great. Karen's here, and she's fine. I'm there going, who cares what this guy's doing, you know? Like, you choose an opposite action. So this stuff works. I have done this. I put this into practice. I fixed my milk crisis. I know you wanted to know how that resolved. Thank you for your concern. The milk crisis was resolved. I had breakfast and I got on with my day and life gave me the chance to share this idea with you. So I believe in this stuff. I want to give you that power, give you that encouragement that when you ever hit that unproductive mental state, you're in control. Don't externalize your power and surrender it to another person or circumstance, and then choose a concrete action that moves in the opposite direction, and then keep doing this. So that's the weekly podcast for the week. Do this for me. Grab the link, share it with people. Say, hey, listen to this. If you haven't got a copy of my book yet, I want you to grab a copy of the book. If you're on my webpage downloading this, there'll be links everywhere. Otherwise, just go to jonathandoyle.co.co, go to the books tab and grab a copy of my new book, Bridging the Gap. It's really quick read. You're going to love it. It's such a powerful little book. If you'd like me to come and speak at your conference or your business and work with you guys, just send me an email through the website and we can try and work something out. So I hope that's been useful for you. Share this with people. Put it into practice in your own life. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the weekly podcast Milk Crisis Edition, and I'll be speaking with you again next week.